This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You know, Jeff had a great idea in the break. So
in the break?
Yeah, it was in the break. I did ask you, are you disappointed in the defense at this point? But I think pretty much everyone's going to say yes. And you're going to say they're meh at best. They'd be meh plus if they could make a tackle, right?
Yeah. Well, we were hoping
we
were hoping they'd be lights out, and they haven't been lights out.
No, they
haven't been bad. Just not lights out.
They're mid, right? Dan, good word, mid?
Oh, yeah, because I'm the one to ask when all things hip. The guy who's going to see Stevie Wonder tonight. Yeah, that's the guy to figure out what's going on with the kids.
Tonight, huh? That's awesome.
Yeah, but
let's ask him.
Is Stevie playing in Cleveland?
No, he's in Pittsburgh.
Dan's not superstitious.
That's dedication.
As stated, I'm the one you want to ask what's hip and cool.
Just a little stitious.
Are we going to go through every Stevie Wonder song or no?
Nope. We're done now.
Are you sure? Because I'm happy to play the game.
No, we're done.
You positive?
Yeah.
She's not lovely?
We're done.
Just want to say, all right, I just called to say, let's talk about this. Which former Brown had the best week five, Jeff?
Oh.
There we go, baby.
Oh.
This is a game.
This segment sponsored by Antacids.
This is a game. Once again, I present.
I want fun Jeff little Felt. Music behind it, but I don't think we're going to get it because Dan's just disgusted with this entire notion. You know the problem here?
He could play Isn't She Lovely.
You know what the problem is here?
Superstition.
We have more than a few really good nominees for this category. Which former Brown had the best week five in the National Football League? Last night, Kareem Hunt was given the football 27 times to run. There we go. Isn't that nice? 27 carries, 102 yards, and a touchdown. Now, he had a long of 8 yards.
Okay, so these are the candidates.
He had a long carry of only 8 yards. But, Andy, if you give the guy the football long enough, he's going to impact the game. And Kareem did. He had 102 yards on his 27 carries and a score, a 3.8 yard per carry average. And his team won. So that's one of the nominees.
So representing the Kansas City Chiefs. Former Brown, Kareem Hunt.
Baker Mayfield was 19 of 24 for 180 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions.
Ooh.
But his Tampa Bay Buccaneers lost to the Atlanta Falcons. There's another nominee.
Baker Mayfield representing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Why did Baker lose? Because former Browns wide receiver, Kadarius Hodge, made the best play of the week.
This will be the first time ever Cordero's been nominated for this award because everyone forgot about him.
Two catches, 67 yards, and a touchdown. He had a 45-yard walk-off touchdown in overtime to get the win because Drake London went out right before that play with an injury. So they put Cordero in. He got it. Boom. Split the seam, went right up the middle, threw five Tampa Bay Buccaneers, scored the game winner. There's a nominee.
Cordero Hodge. First-time nominee.
For your Indianapolis Colts, Joe Flacco was 33 of 44 for 359 yards. Joe deserves music. And three touchdowns. No interceptions.
Don't upset. Don't feed the animals.
No
interceptions.
Stop that? 33 of 44, 359, three touchdowns, no interceptions. But his team lost, Andy. His team lost to Jacksonville, and the Jags stink so far. Then our fifth nominee.
Okay.
Sticking it to the man. Former Browns kicker Austin Seibert went 2 of 2 on field goals, 4 of 4 on extra points, and his Washington Commanders were a winner over the Cleveland Browns. So your nominees for which former Brown had the best week 5 in the NFL: Kareem Hunt, Baker Mayfield, Cordero Hodge, Joe Flacco, Austin Seibert. Drum roll, please.
I think you're forgetting something here, Jeff.
I just came up with five nominees.
I know, but we also had, and so we'll call this the honorable mention, not worthy of being honorees. We had a battle of former Browns backup quarterbacks in Miami-New England game. Now, neither one of them put up significant numbers, but...
Which is why they weren't nominees.
I don't know. Honorable mention coming from me.
Honorable mention.
Jacoby Brissett.
Tyler, you weren't very good, and Jacoby, you're so bad, you're getting benched by Drake May.
Can I get a bucket to Ralphin?
I came up with nominees, people who were significant, Andy.
Why do you have to be so upset about this? I'm just giving you a little more perspective and making your bit a little bit better.
Anyone have aspirin?
In your mind.
Okay. Let's play... The winner, Jeff.
Which one of the five fine nominees had the best week 5 in the NFL?
I think this is a slam dunk.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Who was it, Andy?
Joe Flacco. 33 of 44 for 359 yards and three touchdowns and a loss. I don't care about the loss. Flacco had amazing numbers. The guy just, he shows up and he throws for 300 yards. That's all he's got to do.
Andy.
Yes.
Joe cares about the loss.
Yeah, I know he does.
They lost. Dano, who wins it in your mind?
No one.
Oh, you're so miserable.
Just go bury the thing in
the
backyard.
Which former Brown had the best week 5? Well, by God, it's Cordero Hodge.
Me, I lost.
Cordero Hodge was like the poster child for cool play in the NFL. He scored a game-winning walk-off touchdown in overtime against Baker. Cordero Hodge had the best week 5.
Are you just being a Baker hater on that?
No.
Sounds like it.
Andy, that was the play of the game, man. That was phenomenal. He had the best week 5 of any former Brown because he scored the coolest touchdown he'll ever score in his life. Flacco was great. Kareem was very good. Baker was solid. Seibert didn't miss. But Cordero Hodge made highlights, baby. There it is. I'm going Cordero Hodge.
I'm going Joe Flacco.
Okay.
The win, the loss. Do people get to vote on this?
No. Well, if they want to.
That's just your win.
Congratulations on misery.
Can we get some kind of award for these folks?
No, that's not happening.
Former Brown of the Week? Did you even remember that Cordero Hodge played for the Browns?
Yes.
Yeah, travel
size
of aspirin.
He was actually pretty good here.
One of those travel antacid containers.
He did a nice job.
You're miserable, man. You're absolutely miserable.
Why do we do this? Who wins? Who won in that segment? Seriously.
I said Joe Flacco.
Hopefully our loyal listeners won.
Yes. Who won? Yeah, because now they're sitting there miserable.
Our loyal listeners won.
Oh, here we go. The list of things that went wrong again. Hey, which Cleveland sports moment was the worst? Was it the shot? Was it the rain delay?
These guys provide, other than Austin Seibert, some fine moments here in Cleveland. Kareem, terrific. We love Kareem. Cordero played his butt off here. Baker had some really good moments. Joe Flacco is already, the statue's already been commissioned.
Which punch to the gut felt best? Red right 88 of the drive. Huzzah!
Which Kadarius Hodge Browns touchdown do you remember the most?
I said he had good moments. I didn't say he scored a touchdown.
I don't remember.
I love how Andy takes something I say and goes and is like.
Well, you're the one that just said it.
I thought he did a nice job here as a young wide receiver trying to find himself.
Oh,
he's no frontline wide receiver, but he had the play of the week in the NFL. That's why he had the best week five. He had the play of the week.
Congratulations to Kadarius Hodge, who barely remembers the one start he had in 2019.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
God, that sounds like Stefanski, doesn't it? Doesn't that sound like Kevin? Instead, it's Kyle Shanahan.
Being asked what his favorite part of being in Cleveland was. Which is how I
could
feel during this segment.
Kadarius Hodge, didn't he coach Kadarius?
Do you all remember those marvelous 256 yards and receptions Kadarius Hodge had? I don't know. To me, that's Canton-worthy. Jim's in Strongsville. Hi, Jim.
Hello, Jim.
Wheel of regret? Is that what you're saying? It's really what it is. Oh, no. Oh!
Jim
dropping the microphone. Go ahead.
That's radio producing right there, Jim.
Oh, you're good, Jim.
Yep.
I'd rather just, like, if you brought me a six-pack, I'll pass on.
On your fine offer,
yes,
Jim.
Yes, I'll pass on that.
Wow.
Okay, so, Jim, how'd you feel about Kadarius Hodge?
That was a great play, wasn't it?
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
Goodbye, Jim.
Probably want to stop and buy some antacids.
You're all over this thing, man. Maybe you can get sponsored by them.
I'm in. Misery, sponsored by Tums.
The Wheel of Regret. Unfortunately, I think that's what... we may have to do this every week, Jeff.
You want it to be a bit?
Yeah, no. it's not really a bit.
Let's get Ted on it.
Isn't it kind of more of a where are they now?
We have to.
Can we root? We can root for these guys, right? I'm rooting for Kareem Hunt.
We can get Ted to make some cool sounds.
Do we have to?
Yeah, Tuesday. Pencil it in. It's in.
You know, you brought up Baker Mayfield, and I said this yesterday. I'm just curious your thoughts. You know how we had the Baker Bros? Like, that was a big deal, right? Right? Okay. Are they now the Deshaun disciples?
I don't know.
Are they? Dan? Seal of approval, yes or no?
I don't feel like naming things. I just want to take a nap.
Same. Are they the Sean disciples?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.